The Denver Post will cut 25 positions by April 9th and 5 more by July 1st. A decade ago, it had more than 200 employees. It also had a fierce competition from the Rocky Mountain News.
And I was able to sit there with both papers. I'm a real newspaper person. And really dig into the issues.
That's Democratic Representative Dominique Jackson of Aurora.
I really miss those days.
The loss of the Rocky in 2009 and the latest cuts at the Post are also troubling to Representative Larry Liston. The Colorado Springs Republican has clipped newspaper articles for years to keep track of what's going on. He says people frequently tell him that they don't generally keep up with the news.
They just kind of go around in a fog. I hate to say that, but they don't get news. And what little they get, they just kind of is by drips and drabs from wherever they get it, from a news blog, and it's supposedly true because they heard it from the internet. Sad.
Layoffs are taking place at newspapers across the country. One longtime culprit is a decline in print advertising dollars. Rick Edmonds is a media business analyst at the Florida-based Poynter Institute.
Even if it's part of a trend, it's especially severe, I think, both in terms of the cuts just announced and trying to run a paper for a metro the size of Denver on that small staff.
The cuts will reduce the news staff at the Post by a third. Jesse Paul is a politics reporter. He says that could leave about 20 reporters to cover news around the state.
I've been here for 4 years and I've gone through at least 4 rounds of staffing reductions, and this one is just by far the most painful. Seeing what this is going to do to the Denver Post, I just can't even put into words how much less we're going to be able to do.
Paul is one of 3 reporters based at the state capitol, the largest contingent of any news organization in Colorado. The Denver Post is also the only news outlet to have a reporter based in Washington, D.C., to cover stories relevant to Coloradans. Many at the newspaper are already looking for other jobs. Elizabeth Hernandez was laid off by the Post in 2016 and was rehired just 3 weeks ago.
Personally, it's very devastating, but also I think I'm more sad that just the state of journalism that I have idolized my whole life, and this is all I've ever wanted to do, is just being destroyed in front of me.
The Post's parent company is owned by a New York-based hedge fund. While the privately owned company doesn't have to reveal financial data, reporters said they've been told the newspaper is profitable, but that it's not reaching financial targets. Back at the state capitol, House Majority Leader Casey Becker says the pending cuts are a loss for the people.
I'm disappointed that a hedge fund is going to prioritize their own profits over the public service that newspapers are.
Assistant Minority Leader Cole West says journalists bring an important perspective to the work going on in the building, especially during the legislative session.
We may not always agree with what a particular reporter writes or says, but that's part of the way our system has worked and worked very, very well for a long time. So I welcome the scrutiny. I welcome the discussion, because at the end of the day, our process is better when we have a broad, diverse discussion about the work that we do here.
Another lawmaker joked about the cuts, saying, hey, that means we can do whatever we want, because fewer of the newspaper's resources may go to the watchdog role of covering lawmakers at the Capitol. Democratic Representative Jeff Bridges says less reporting is a blow to democracy.
If there's not a news story about it, then it didn't happen. And that's both for the great things that we're doing here at the State House and for the terrible things that some folks are doing here at the State House and across the state. It allows more room for bad actors to get away with things that we want to make sure that we have that sunlight.
Others interviewed for this story say their bills don't get enough coverage as it is, and expressed overall disappointment at how little the public knows about what happens under the Gold Dome and how it impacts their lives. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.